said goodbye. Wish I could say I miss you, but you know I never lie. Yeah, I met somebody too. She's a model out in L.A. and she's begging me to move. She says Malibu is really great. I ain't decided if I'm going or not, but at the end of the day, hey, hey, I sleep like a baby. I never show up late. Say I miss you, but you know I never lie. Yeah, I've never been better. Things are going my way, hey. I sleep like a baby. I never show up late for work, but I don't drink whiskey. I don't know how it feels to hurt, but I ain't been lonely since you said goodbye. Wish I could say I miss you, oh, but you know I never lie.
Hey, I'm Luke Combs, and whenever I'm in Canada, the first thing I do is put new country on my radio.
Starting. Country, 93.5.
This Reddit thread basically is asking people, what gift did you receive from somebody that obviously showed that they have no idea who you are? Some are like a chocolate bouquet, a chocolate bar bouquet, mm-hmm. and you gave that to somebody who is a diabetic.
Okay, so yeah.
I guess you don't know. Mm-hmm. I guess you don't know me really well.
I'm surprised there isn't more about clothing, because I've had that before where someone will give me a piece of clothing that I would never in a million years wear. I'm surprised that doesn't come up more.
Yeah, I think so. And clothing is one of those things that I know you and I tried to do that, and I was like, I don't think I'll ever try to do that ever again.
No, please don't.
We'll run down those lists coming up.
Tonight I ain't bringing no wine. Tonight I ain't bringing no roses. Talking would take too much time. I think I just better show you. Just turn the lights down. Let's get right down to it. Soon as I walk in the door, I don't wanna be out of line. But girl, I can't wait anymore. I want you in the worst way.
With you wherever you go.
Love the country life.
NewCountry935.com.
Absolutely.
New Country.
New Country.
93.5.
I back down that faded black asphalt every morning at 8:30. Roll my truck up the interstate, driving to a job you know I hate. But I'm still there, standing in the kitchen, thinking about that kiss goodbye. And it ain't fair, cause I know what I'm missing, gonna finish what we started tonight. Cause when the I'll turn the radio.
Toronto's new country, 93.5. And don't forget, there is a little bitty podcast that will keep you up to date on the show if you miss things. Hey, if you want to do a deep dive, there's a ton of past shows there, too. And you can get those wherever you get your other podcasty things.
Yeah, I mean, we've been doing the podcast for, I think, like a year and a half, coming up on 2 years here. Yeah. So there's a lot of stuff if you're bored and you want to check it out.
A ton of stuff out there, just a ton. Hey, let's talk about gifts that you have received, past or present, that maybe your partner gave you or somebody gave you that maybe you they just made you realize they don't know who you are at all.
Ooh, anytime I've been gifted flowers, does that sound bad? Like I'm not appreciative.
You don't like flowers, eh?
I just, to me, it's a chore. Because then I have to keep it alive.
Right.
And I don't have a green thumb. So there's been times where, yeah, I've had boyfriends give me flowers in the past. And I'm like, I've told you many times that it's just going to sit on my counter and die.
Well, that's what flowers do, though.
Yeah, but I don't even have a vase. Like, I don't have anything to put flowers in. That's how little I know or want flowers.
What about plants? Same. I think those would be worse for you because then you're supposed to keep them alive.
I could handle a succulent as long as it's already in some type of a
enclosure.
Sure. Because I don't have anything to pot plants. I don't even know what I'm talking about, honestly.
Didn't you just do some gardening this weekend?
Yeah, but that's not my thing. Oh. That is, Tyler goes out and does it
because I have
no idea what's going
on.
No
idea, no interest, no nothing. Idea. A lot of Reddit comments on this. This one, my ex-wife got me a candy bar bouquet for my birthday. You know, the ones with different candies glued to a stick in arrangement of a bouquet. They're popular at Walmart, gas stations, stuff like that. It was 2 weeks after my birthday. That's number one. Number two, guy says, I'm a diabetic.
Oh. Ooh, yeah, that's no good.
Mandy, you say you're horrible, or maybe you're not so horrible at giving gifts to your hubby, but you said he just takes back everything you give him. So, for instance, like what?
He took back, well, it was a fish finder, which was silly because that's an amazing gift.
Yeah.
Ugh, rude.
Right?
What's wrong with him?
I can't buy him hats. Can't buy him hats. I can't buy him shirts.
No.
It sounds like your husband's the problem, not you.
No, you know what? No, I'm with your husband. You can't, I don't want you buying me hats.
That's true.
Right?
No.
Yeah, hats that's a big no-no in our house.
Yeah.
It is pretty personal. I get that.
I'm tight with your hubs on that one. Okay? I'm tight with him. I feel him on that.
Yeah, I knew you would.
Yeah. Mandy.
Other than that, I can't think of another gift, a gift that I have gotten that I haven't liked from him. He's a great gift giver.
He's the best, nice. Isn't he? What's his first name again?
His name is Spencer, and he is the best.
Spencer, what a solid human. What a guy. Gosh.
What a guy.
You know what? When I grow up, I'm going to become Spencer. That's it. I've decided. I've decided. Mandy, have yourself an unbelievable day today. Thanks, Mandy. Okay, see you, bye.
You say I'll never change. I'm just to go around town with some gasoline. Just trying to bomb a flame. Gonna burn the whole place down. How do you explain ever falling in love with a guy like me in the first place? And turn around and say that I'm the worst thing. I guess I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why'd you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate it when you look at me, you halfway see yourself, and it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. We try to go our separate ways, and we're back and forth like a swinging door, and tomorrow's like yesterday. Some days better than the night before, and you're back with me again. Then you go and tell your friends that I'm the problem. And
your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate when you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. If I'm such a waste of breath, such a waste of time, then why are you on your way to waste another Friday night? If I'm the problem, then your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? When you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason.
I don't want this night to end.
The Casey Clark Show. New Country 93.5.
So hard to put money down on this one bedroom apartment high off the ground. But these city streets, they don't feel like home. There's concrete out the window everywhere you go. Well, baby, you and me, we need to feel a little sunshine and grass beneath our feet. Yeah, what do you say? We find ourselves a long road and make a getaway. Yeah, hey, hey, baby, call me crazy. Let's find a little piece of land where we can lay around and just do nothing. Show me a river that runs forever. We can count the stars as far as we can see. Something about a warm summer night, sitting on a porch swing counting fireflies. Baby, you and me, we could sit around forever, just waiting on a break and free. What do you say? We find ourselves a long road and make a getaway.
Somewhere in the country. one minute, you're listening to your favorite country songs on New Country 93.5. And then, yeah, you're up $500.
Oh, my God. Oh,
congratulations, you're $500 richer.
That's incredible. Thank you so much.
No skill testing questions or anything. We're just going to give you $500 for listening.
The New Country 93.5 Interrupting Cash Cow is making friends and showering cash all over the GTA.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
I will never get tired of people mooing at me.
Where and when she'll pop up next is utterly unpredictable. But if you want a clue, swing by newcountry935.com right now. The Interrupting Cash Cow, making friends with Moolah since, well, now. We're New Country 93.5.
Wendy's most important deal of the day has a fresh lineup. Pick any two breakfast items for $4. New four-piece French toast sticks, bacon or sausage wrap, biscuit or English muffin sandwiches, small hot coffee, and more. Limited time only at participating Wendy's, taxes extra.
Who's better than Parks Furniture?
Nobody!
Parks Furniture has Ashley Sobas from $3.99. Who's better than Parks Furniture?
Nobody!
To find the one near you, check us out at parksfurniture.com. Parks Furniture,
where smart people shop for furniture since 1943.
It's worth the drive to Parks.
Find footwear crafted for all-day comfort, long-lasting wear, and effortless style. Walking on a Cloud is proudly Canadian, family-owned, and operated since 1959.
Walking on a Cloud.
So your employment has been terminated. Hey, bad things happen to good people. So let's talk now and help make things better. We're Monkhouse Law. With our years of employment law experience, you'll know for sure that the termination pay they are offering is actually what you're entitled. If not, we'll help you get it. Let's review your package together, because not talking to us costs you thousands. Connect now at MonkhouseLaw.com. Monkhouse Law. This is where justice lives.
Morning, Jim. Looks like last night's windstorm took out the shed.
Sure it wasn't Tuesday's storm, Earl?
Well, now that you mention it, might have been Sunday's.
There have been more than a few.
Ain't that the truth?
Severe weather in Ontario is becoming an everyday part of life, and we all pay the price. In fact, last year was one of the worst ever. Canada's insurance industry is working hard to help you adapt, recover, and protect the things we love. Learn more at ibc.ca/tomorrow.
We are QP905, proud, dedicated members delivering essential services to the city of Markham, and would like to say thank you so much to all those who supported us during our recent contract negotiations. We have come to an agreement with the city of Markham thanks to your help. We look forward to continuing our work to provide the excellent service the people of Markham need and deserve. From everyone at QP905, thank you.
This week at Real Canadian Superstore, get this app-exclusive deal and earn 30,000 PC Optimum points for every $100 spent on barbecue grills and accessories, patio sets and accessories, and outdoor lights. Real Canadian Superstore. Proudly Canadian. Conditions apply. See flyer for details.
Alabama. Live in concert.
Song of the South.
July 27th, Casino Rama Resort.
Play me some mountain music. My grandma and grandpa.
Alabama, live.
Roll on highway, roll on along, roll on down.
On sale now through Ticketmaster.
If you're gonna play in Texas.
For details, visit CasinoRama.com.
Guitar is hot.
You know the saying, April showers bring May flowers, but really May brings you...
Mom, I'm home from university.
Need extra space? Access Storage. Affordable, convenient, and Canadian storage solutions. Try 4 weeks free, plus students save 10% on continued rental. Details at accessstorage.ca.
Hey there. How would you like to own an investment property with no money down? Hi, I'm Todd C. Slater, the Simple Investor. Join me on Saturday, May the 24th at 11 a.m. for my Simple Seminar webinar, where I will be giving away not one, not two, but three down payments for fully managed investment properties with no tenant interaction. To find out more about this incredible opportunity, go to thesimpleinvestor.com today. The Simple Investor. We make the world a real estate investment simple.
Are you tired of lunch bag letdowns?
Yeah.
Do you want something made fresh?
Yeah.
Do you have $5.99?
Yeah!
If you answered, yeah! It's time to get Subway 6-inch Italian BMT with freshly sliced deli meat or sweet onion chicken teriyaki with Canadian farm-raised chicken for just $5.99! Stick that in your mouth and eat it!
Yeah!
Two freshly made 6-inch subs only $5.99 each! Subway makes it fresh like that. Freshly prepared per order at participating restaurants. Extras, taxes, and delivery additional.
Yeah!
And Jane for smoking. First thing it's on, we cue the songs and we get going. Brought you on home, waited on the porch for you. Sat there alone, all throughout the morning till I got a hunch down in my gut and snuck around the back. Empty cans and I'll be damned, your bags were never packed. Did your boots stop working? Did your truck break down? Did you burn? Goodbye. Just wish I knew what caused it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nurse come get you? What's your alibi? I made my way back to LA, and that's where you'll be forgotten. In 40 years, you'll still be here, drunk, washed up in Austin.
New Country 93.5. Worst gift either maybe you received or maybe you gave that basically showed the other person you have no idea who they are.
I think it takes a special type of person to admit if they're perhaps just a bad gift giver. Some of us are. It's fine.
Yours truly right here. Uh-huh. I mean, sometimes I can smoke it.
Yeah.
Other times I cannot.
Other times as in most of the time?
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Yes. Okay, so that's coming up.
I don't want to spend another night alone, reaching for the space you left in our bed tonight. So I guess we'll call some buddies up, get gone, take another shot in some Broadway town. I might give you a drunk down. Just to tell you what you already know. Baby, I'm in trouble. Steady missing you, I'm getting through another double.
To me of like giving girls an anthem of feeling strong, and I think that's become so much a part of who I am and my duty as an artist.
On New Country.
Always thought you loved that Black C71 more than you love me. Mama always told me boys like you would run. Now for keeps, you called me up to tell me you were working late. But I heard right now you're dancing with a little Miss Jane. Your lips on her. Should've known from the way that you never left your phone, sitting by the bed, or the way that you laughed it off when I was catching on. Said it was in my head. Did you think that I wouldn't smell that cheap perfume? You'll have to find a new ride, 'cause the joke's on you.
It's New Country, 93.5. So if you just popped in, appreciate you hanging out with us. Hey, listen, we know there's other choices and other things you could be doing, but you've decided, for whatever reason, and we're not going to over-ask, that you've decided to hang out. So we appreciate that. What is the gift that you received from someone that made you realize, wait a second, they don't know me at all? For years and years. at least I would say a good string of 4 years in a row, mm-hmm. I was gifting my wife, Susie Cusey, who's Idor and my reason for breathing. I would gift her like exercise watches.
Oh.
Like sports watches, like the Iron Man sports watch, you know, the digital ones and stuff. Like I think I gave her like four of them.
Was it because she just loved it so much she needed more?
No, she had to actually tell me to stop doing it. She's like, why are you always giving me these watches? I'm like, well, number one, you're active. I thought this would be something like, I see you. I see what you're doing. I'm paying some interest in what you do. So I thought that. And the other one is like, every time I give you one, I think you've lost it.
Oh.
She goes, no, dummy. Every time you give me one, I don't wear it. I'm like, oh, well, I was thinking the other side of it.
Yeah. Like,
you loved it so much that you lost it.
Yeah, or that you just want one in every color, obviously. Or
yeah. You loved it so much that you lost it and you're embarrassed to say something to
me. You were just trying to help.
Yeah. Instead, you hate them and you just don't wear them.
Right.
There's that. Stacey, we're talking about gifts and worst gift giving. What's your story about your hubby?
Husband does not like to give gifts that he thinks that people will like. So we do a gift exchange every year for the adults for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And he will find the worst, most godly thing to bring to the exchange to make sure someone ends up with it. Like a head planter, like a planter that's looks like a head, or a half naked statue for someone's lawn.
Oh, I love it. He just finds like the gaudiest thing to give someone.
I love it.
Yes.
Okay.
So this year he found tables that look like food. So like a taco table.
You know what?
It literally looks like.
I mean, I low key love what he's doing.
Oh my gosh.
Because it's so, I mean, there's a lot of effort that is put into mm-hmm. this. If not more effort when you think about it, getting somebody like just a normal gift.
Yes.
100%. And that's what he says. He says, okay, if you go and buy, you know, a Vitamix that everybody's going to fight over, sure, they're going to fight over it that day, but they're never going to remember it.
Exactly.
You're so right.
That is funny.
But they'll forget about it after.
He is smart.
Something that everybody's going to remember.
He is smart.
Yes.
That's a keeper right there.
Yeah.
I've spent so long trying to make right all my wrongs, but I miss being stoned. 'Cause it will make this easy if I give myself an inch. Hell, I might take the mile. And she can't take my calls when I'm too drunk to dial. I love to sugarcoat this, dethrone all my roses, but you caught me in my lowest. The hardest part of getting clean are all the damn apologies. I'd rather that she hate me for who I am and not the man whose hands be shaky. I finally seen a sunrise and I cannot believe it. Curtains open wishing she was here to see it. And I thought that I could handle both ends of that candle, but I'm throwing in the towel. All the damn philosophies telling me how this is supposed to work.
I've been afraid of growing up and losing friends I used to trust. But stoning wrong don't mix with loving hurt. Does that make me a quitter?
Thanks for spending your day with Toronto's new country. Yeah. 93.5.
The critics are roaring. The Lion King is a smash hit at Toronto's Princess of Wales Theatre. Immerse yourself in the magic of the Pride Lands and experience what the CBC declares an epic, visually stunning show that captivates from start to finish. This Mother's Day, celebrate mom with the gift that roars. Book at Mervish.com.
Legend has foretold of a smoothie so delicious and refreshing that it could quench the thirst of a fire-breathing dragon.
But it's also a great pick-me-up after a workout. The new Dragon Slaya Smoothie from Booster Juice, a legendary blend of dragon fruit and mangoes destined to be your next obsession. Try it today along with the new Dragon Booster Ball and the Pink Dragon Booster Mixer.
Three epic menu items to conquer your cravings. Booster Juice, Canadian born, blending since 1999.
For over 57 years, Green Park Group has consistently built communities that people proudly call home. With over 84,000 units and counting, Green Park's excellence continues to rise to new heights. The next chapter of our legacy unfolds with stunning projects in Vaughan, King City, Georgina, Richmond Hill, Mississauga, and Oshawa. Inspiring the people who bring communities to life. Green Park is the people's builder. See for yourself at greenpark.com.
Some people say we're herb obsessed, and that's not something to sneeze at. Hi, I'm Caitlin from St. Francis Herb Farm, Canada's largest organic producer of herbal remedies, including our allergy relief solutions to help address the root cause of allergies while targeting symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, congestion, and watery eyes. Using organic herbs to help every Canadian family as nature intended. Find us at your local health food store and at stfrancisherbfarm.com. It's healthy living from the ground up.
Going on vacation? Spending money in another currency? From dollars to dong, pounds to pesos. If you're still using major banks, you could be getting ripped off. Instead, use Wise and save up to 3 times compared to major banks when you spend money in another currency. Download the Wise app today. Wise, the app for doing things in other currencies. Terms and conditions apply.
The Mix and Match event is on at Sleep Country. That's good news if you're looking for a mattress that's a little firmer, plushier, cozier, cooler, or a pillow that truly matches your vibe, your tastes, your needs, your sleep. Everyone's sleeping needs are unique, so it's time to get mixing and matching. During our Mix and Match event, enjoy hot prices like a twin Beautyrest mattress from $899. But hurry up, this offer ends soon. Speak to a sleep expert for details only at Sleep Country. Proudly Canadian for over 30 years.
May 6th to 11th, the Departure Comedy Festival takes over Toronto, and you don't want to miss it. See Dave Chappelle, How Did This Get Made Live, Trevor Wallace, Pete Holmes, Harlan Williams, Carolyn Ray, Leslie Liao, and more. Individual tickets are on sale now, and get an insider look with the Comedy and Culture Pass with shows, keynotes, panels, and exclusive screenings at the Departure Conference. Tickets and passes at DepartureTO.com.
When you sit down to play with Bodog.net, you won't even need a seat, just the edge of it. You know that's all you need to live every turning roulette wheel, every spinning slot reel, and exciting blackjack deal. Live sports odds, poker tips, and free-to-play casino games. Live for the thrills you can only find at the edge of your seat. Bodog.net. Make a play.
This is New Country 93.5, CFXJFM, a Stingray radio station.
Take it from the state of Virginia. If you want to be known as the oyster capital of the East Coast, it's going to take more than one oyster region. Virginia has 8, each of them distinct. Virginia is also home to 300 wineries, 300 craft breweries, and rich agricultural soil producing the finest ingredients for our talented local chefs. Plan your stay at virginia.org/Canada and find out why Virginia is for lovers of good taste.
Hi there, I'm Ryan Reynolds, and like most actors, I have a list of things that I like to have on set. It's called a rider. It's just little things like wind chimes being blown by an easterly breeze, a 7-year-old calico cat purring on my lap, and of course, 2 freshly cracked eggs scrambled with crispy hash brown sausage crumble and creamy chipotle sauce from Tim Hortons. It smells amazing. Now where did I put that hand-carved wooden spoon? From my rider to Tim's menu, try my new scrambled eggs loaded breakfast box.
Caught herself a somewhere wind. I haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin. 'Cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know. George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She might be down in Georgia at her mama's for the week. Could be Carolina, California, something's
record. No, we weren't born in a barn. But we do leave the door open to let the music out and our friends in. You're welcome. We're Toronto's new country. 93.5.
I grew up wild and I grew up true. A town most folks just drive through. We sit out by the dam on a night when the air was warm. Mama was an angel, daddy was the same. When the lights cut off, I could sneak out late to a spot on the west side, baby, nobody knew. Come and find me down where the tree line ends and the cattails grow. We can be free, living our dreams out, singing to the radio. I was raised on a little patch of heaven, wheat fields and old dirt roads, where the tin roof sings, the whole damn thing shakes when the cold wind blows. Well, it ain't all sunshines and rainbows, hard times we all know, but I go back. fields and on dirt roads. Corner bar, playing for keeps with this old guitar, and it was worth every minute when I heard those people sing. It's a long road home, but now I see what them old times meant to me. So when I get back, crack a bottle of Jack, you know where I'll be. You can't find me down where the tree line ends and the cattails grow. We can be free, living our dreams out, singing to the radio. I was raised on a little patch of heaven, wheat fields and on dirt roads, where the tin roof sings, the whole damn thing shakes when it cold wind blows. Well, it ain't all sunshines and rainbows, hard times we all know. But I go back in a minute to the land of the wicked, wheat fields and old dirt roads. Wheat fields and old dirt roads, where the tin roof sings, the whole damn thing shakes when the cold wind blows. Well, it ain't all sunshines and rainbows, hard times we all know. But I go back in a minute to the land of the wicked, wheat fields and old dirt roads. I go back in a minute to the land of the wicked, wheat fields and old dirt roads. La la la.
Toronto's new country, 93.5.
Sasha's info.
This piece of technology, this program that really changed the landscape of calls, video chats, it is Dunzo. Sorry about it. I'll tell you what happened and what shut down coming up. We love a study that supports, sure, being healthy, that's great, but, you know, not having to go too crazy with it. Just 11 minutes a day of moderate activity. Mm-hmm. So moderate activity is like brisk walking, gardening, bowling, stuff like that, can seriously slash your risk of heart disease, cancer, early death. A massive new study says that squeezing in just those 11 minutes a day drops your risk of dying young by 23%.
Holy moly, yeah.
Which is super significant. Yeah. And even small efforts make that huge difference. Obviously, the more activity, the better. I think we all know that. But even just getting outside and like playing with your kids, throwing the ball around a little bit, going out in your garden, walking to work instead of driving sometimes, those are things that can really, really be good for you.
When's the last time you've been on a swing in a playground?
Oh, man. It's been forever.
I know, right?
You did that recently,
I just
didn't
did it last week.
It's so fun, isn't it?
I had a gas. I was laughing the whole entire time.
On that note, skipping.
Yeah.
When was the last time you skipped somewhere?
I can't. But you mean like with a rope or?
No, like just.
Like la da 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 da.
Just, frolicking.
Yeah, no.
It is so
I gotta
fun.
Get more frolic in my life.
Yes, I think we all do.
Yeah.
Okay, remember this good old sound? Oh, yeah. It's from Skype. So it will cease to exist. Skype is no
more. They're shutting
more.
Skype down?
Yes, after 22 years.
Wow.
That's how long Skype was around, right? Skype has gone under. It is a Microsoft product, so it basically just got absorbed by Microsoft. Even if you go to Skype.com right now, it'll just ask you to move on over to Microsoft Teams instead. So Skype was huge. I remember doing a job interview over Skype.
Yeah.
Probably about 22 years ago, actually.
Well, and that was the main thing that people were using on television, doing interviews.
Right.
doing all sorts of things.
Yeah, but the thing is, the pandemic happened, right? Yeah. And then I don't even know why this happened, but we all went over to Zoom.
Yeah.
So Skype lost a ton of users because of that. Now, not all is lost. If you are a big fan of Skype and you still want to like save your contacts or some of your Skype data, you do have until the end of the year to export it.
Oh, boy.
But after that,
all your Skype friends are going to be gone.
I know. Isn't that sad?
Wow.
Do you know anyone who still uses Skype?
I don't have one Skype friend.
I know. I don't even like that. Hearing that tone of Skype.
Yeah.
Like it really unlocked something in my brain,
really?
But I haven't heard that
tone
for probably at least a decade.
Your Skype friends are probably the same friends that you had on MySpace.
Yep, I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
Yep, you're right. That's your info dump.
I don't call me much, but she loves this place. And I got to find her. I don't smoke, but she does when she drinks. So I got a lighter. I like whiskey, she likes tequila. So I take one of both. Just in case she walks in, I'll be good to go. She only dances a cowboy song. Loves to get lost in a moment. She comes alive when the neon's on. Don't wanna leave till it's closing. So I got.
Hey Canada, it's Cody Johnson. When I'm in your country, I find my country on New Country.
Stars are gonna light up a midnight sky. The sun's gonna burn on the 4th of July. Tides are gonna turn with the pull of the moon. And I'm gonna love you.
Birds will fly south when the winter comes. Snow's gonna fall and rivers gonna run. April's gonna rain and flowers gonna bloom. And I'm gonna love you.
So good that it almost hurts. Steady and true.
just thinking of you. Go on and bet it all, baby, we can. Ooh. Earth's gonna shake every now and then. Some runaway roads are gonna dead end. And on those days when the world feels cruel, I'm gonna love you. Yeah. Time's gonna put a few lines on our face.
We can cover it up, but hair's gonna gray.
Life's gonna fly and be gone too soon. And I'm gonna love you. Baby, I'm gonna love you.
City sleeps. It dreams of being country.
When we're losing sleep.
This is Toronto's new country.
New country.
93.5.
One swinging red light, sunburn, Wilkins sign. Got the truck gas and a six-pack at the two pump Texaco. Marquee letters missing, crickets singing if you listen. One bar for the Carhartt and a John Deere holding up the road. It's just some effing static in the middle of nowhere too. But don't let that little map dot fool you. Ain't nothing bigger than this town, better than this school, ain't louder than the crowd. The stands at a home game, 5 mile round, kinda proud that ain't gonna change. Might be small, but hell, don't count us out. Ain't nothing bigger than this town. Ain't nothing bigger than this town.
Everybody's got your back, knows your mama, knows your cut from the same cloth, can't ask for more than that. It's the people, it's the pride, it's the heart, ain't the size, never know we're driving by. Ain't nothing bigger than this town, better than this school, ain't louder than the crowd in the stands at a home game. 5 mile round, kinda proud that ain't gonna change. Might be small, but hell, don't count us out.
Country evenings.
This night to end.
It's The Casey Clark Show.
New Country.
93.5.
It was Labor Day weekend. I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline. And I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line. And it all started right then and there. Oh, say, the sky made a perfect sunset. And that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. And a heart don't forget something like that. It was 5 years later on a southbound plane. I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back. And when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. And a heart don't forget something like that.